Hour two is underway. The home team on a Friday. We're presented by Athens Technical College. Your passion, your future elevated.
Well, a lot of stuff going on with Georgia sports, Chris. I know you're hitting the Southern Sports Centers too, but the Dogs hosted Ole Miss tomorrow. Lady Dogs will have top-ranked South Carolina Sunday. The swimming and diving team taking on Tennessee tomorrow. Men's tennis is out in Starkville for the first round of the indoor championships there. And I know I'm leaving some stuff out, but
you are leaving out if you're up at like 1:30 or 2 this morning.
John against Stan.
John against the Stanimal tonight, round 3 of the Aussie Open. So,
what do you think the odds are? Say, Emily, I'll tell you what. About 1:30, I'm gonna elbow you. Say, what do you say we wake up? I'll have a cigar in bed, and we'll watch. I don't think that's gonna fly, but no, yeah, it's. I'm going to try and grind through it tonight. I mean, John winning in straight sets without a breaker last time. He really played well.
Yeah, it was like an hour and a half. And Stan,
yeah,
he went five, and he had to twice in the fifth set. He got down a break and came back and won. So that's mentally and physically draining. I think John's going to beat him tonight. But then he'll have Medvedev in the fourth round, and that will be where his tournament comes to an end. There's only two guys left that could beat Novak. I think Djokovic is going to win again. I might be wrong, but in two matches, I believe Djokovic has lost 1 point on his serve.
No, it's unbelievable. I was like,
one game on his serve? No.
1 point.
1 point on his serve.
By the way, the women's tennis team is hosting this weekend the ITA kickoff. Good going, Coco Gauff. Glad for her to win at the Australian Open.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Over Osaka, the defending champ.
Yeah,
but that's a good. She plays Kenin next. A nice little all American, like a 19-year-old who's the veteran there against.
That's right. How old's Coco? 16?
She's 15 or 6. She was good 15 God. Last year when she beat Venus at Wimbledon. I don't know if she's had a birthday. And Sonya Kenin's either like 19 or 20.
So I ran into my buddy Javier Garapiz, former Georgia All-American, and saw the great Alan Miller today. So two Georgia tennis legends there. And they both said, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer that if Djokovic plays, if he's on his game, he's winning. Nadal probably has the best shot to pull it off, but he would really have to play great.
I don't think Nadal can beat him anywhere but clay anymore.
I think you're right, but...
The only two guys.
I think the point being, if Nadal played great and Djokovic was off, Nadal could beat him.
Sure.
But if Djokovic's on his game right now, he's.
There are two guys I think
that Medvedev could. Medvedev
beat him? And you're going to laugh at me when I say this, but Nick Kyrgios is the other one. If Kyrgios keeps his head on straight.
Well, that's a big if.
That's a big if.
Yes.
But he's in Australia.
He's got a big enough game.
He's home, and he's never lost to him. And he hates him, which is another element. So that's the thing where with Kyrgios, it's about him being motivated to play. And sometimes when he plays, you know, some guy you've never heard of.
That's why he loses.
Yes. But he gets up for those matches against guys like Rafa and guys like and Djokovic. They haven't played much, but I think he's 2-0 or 3-0 against them. But that's why, you know, Kyrgios gave him a little shot last year anyway.
Oh.
The guy can't be the best player ever because he's never beaten me. So
that was at the Wimbledon final.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, like he could do it, and then I think Medvedev's the only other guy. That's it. But
I mean
Djokovic right now is just steamrolling.
Well, and also just father time. I mean, what a tremendous win for Federer this morning. That's why the Australian Open's so great. And so I have a great group of guys. We do a Friday morning breakfast every Friday.
Yeah.
And you know, we're sitting there 7:45 this morning watching Federer play.
It was fantastic. Fifth set, he gets down a break, erases that, and then he's down 8-4 in a first to 10 tie break.
Yes.
And then it's 8-5 and Milman is serving.
Yep.
And
it went from 8-4 to 8-10. Here's another. Can I just give you one of those tiny just gear grinders out there?
Yeah.
Okay. So the way that the tiebreakers I don't know, just it's kind of confusing the way they – well, it's a 10-point tie. Okay, yeah, so that's the first one to 10. But usually the first one to 7 was always dubbed a 12-point tiebreaker because that's 7-5.
Mm-hmm.
should be called a, if you're going to call a 10-point tiebreaker a 10-point tiebreaker, first one of seven should be called a 7-point tiebreaker. Things like that keep me up at night.
It's not called that? It's
called, I always grew up with it called a 12-point tiebreaker because it's 7-5. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
For some reason, stuff like that, it just bugs me.
It's the first of seven, but you have to win by
but
two.
But you have to win by two, but.
Yeah.
By the way, this is a great, you know, for being non-football, you've also got the second, what I would classify as big, you know, non-major golf tree. Obviously, you had the Tournament of Champions in Maui, and they're at Torrey Pines this weekend. It's a great field.
Is Tiger in it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's playing. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a terrific field there. I mean, yesterday at one point, as I was watching golf in my hotel room in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and you had Tiger, Phil, and Rory were all under par.
In Jeff's room at the hotel, there was a picture of Buck Rogers in the bathroom.
A picture of Gil Gerard himself.
Why is that? Is there a theme to that hotel? That's kind of random.
That was the most random thing and I posted that. And by the way, I'm talking about the field. The field at this tournament. Here are your top five right now. Palmer, not Arnold. Kaplan.
Okay.
Holmes.
Now also not Arnold.
Right, right. Snedeker.
Okay. Holmes. Is that JB?
JB Holmes.
Okay.
Yes.
Refer to him.
Yeah. Snedeker.
All right. Okay. I know him.
And Neesmith. Mm. Okay. So that is not Rory, Tiger, and Phil there.
But are they all in the field?
Oh, yeah. Telling you, they were all.
Well, you know, Rory never used to show up until maybe the Florida swing.
Right. So let me see that boat guy, Bohawk. McIlroy's tied for six. Rahm's tied for six. Then you got Bubba. They're also doing the north and south courses, so that could have an effect. Then you got kind of in that next group about three shots back. Spieth is there. Day is four back. So the. Yeah, some of the bigger names. Yeah, Tiger's four under, so he's four off the pace. But that is a really good. The cheater is three under. Harris English is two under. All right. So, but it is good with the Aussie Open and the Farmers. The thing with tennis, though, is that this is one of the reasons golf tournaments are better. You got all four rounds, and, yeah, you can have guys come out of nowhere and win the tournament. We want the great players to win, obviously, and you've got your favorites. For tennis, for the great players in the early rounds, that's where this morning was an exception. It's usually an easy win. I mean, Djokovic in the first or second round.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get a great match in the first or second round. Odds are it's two players you've never heard of, and they have no chance to win the tournament.
Right. And this morning's match was good because, well, Federer's still a great player. He's also pushing 40 now.
Which is incredible.
Yeah. So he's, you know, and Millman beat him at the U.S. Open 2 years ago.
I'm telling you, too, Bramer, when I was coming up, and you know, Borg retired at 26. And, you know, Mac burned out in his late 20s.
Well, Wozniacki lost last night. She's retired. So she's retired. 29.
But, I mean, for the guys, when Becker won Wimbledon at 17 in 1985, I mean, to get to 30, 32, you were on the other side. And Connors had a late resurgence, so he was the exception. But you were on the other side. Now, to have the three of those guys to have done what they have done into their 30s, I mean, it's gone for over a decade now, the big three. And plus you've had Murray win three and Wawrinka win three, which is incredible in this era. It's been the best thing in sports.
Yeah, and they're really, I mean, Djokovic and Nadal are still the top two. You know, Federer's still in the top five. I think Medvedev now you'd probably call the number three behind Djokovic and Nadal. You know, but Fed still plays at a high level.
Sure.
Should have won Wimbledon last year. That was brutal.
That was just the worst.
5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution. Jeff mentioned this in the first hour, that next week when it comes to the Super Bowl storylines and plots, this isn't going to be a fun week because Kyle Shanahan,
right,
is the head coach of the 49ers, and a lot will be said about, hey, remember that 28-3 lead that you had when you were in the Super Bowl last time? There, prop bet on this. 100-1 that Shanahan and the Niners blow a 28-3 lead next, well, a week from Sunday in the Super Bowl. But, Jeff, along with Shanahan blowing 28-3 leads, what are the other, like, prominent plot lines for next week's game that you're looking at?
I just think Kansas City getting in there.
Well, if there was a team that could, you know, that could come back from 28-3 down, they're equipped to do it. They've done runs like that all year.
It's crazy. But just to me, the big picture, they've been so close so many times. And again, as a lifelong lover of the Georgia Bulldogs, but my heart has gone out to Kansas City Chiefs fans. But to get back or to get there after they had it won, oh, no, but D Ford was offsides. And now they get in there first time in 50 years. I just think that's enormous. And for Andy Reid to get there, I think this proves, in sports at least, there's such things as good divorces. Andy Reid in Philadelphia, they had a lot of great success together. But in the end, it just got old. And guess what? The Eagles have won a Super Bowl, and now Andy Reid has gone to a Super Bowl in the aftermath. For the Shanahan deal, Chris, I'm going to just pretty much steal what you said in the first hour. Yeah, it was 28-3. You knew it was going to come back. I wasn't coaching defense. And, oh, yeah, 28-20. By the way, I wasn't the head coach. Blame Dan Quinn. Get off my back.
That's what I would say.
By the way, have the Falcons done since I've been gone?
Yeah. Do you think the Falcons would rather have Kyle Shanahan coaching the team right now? But that was that would be my answer. Hey, you blew a 20, and I didn't. I wasn't the head coach of the team. And if Atlanta had won that game, like Dan Quinn would receive all the credit as far as who are the head coaches who have won Super Bowls. Like, you don't rattle off the names of the offensive coordinators that have won Super Bowls or defensive coordinators. It's about the head coaches. So he wasn't the head coach. But you can get him at 100-1 to blow another 28-3 lead next week if you like.
And by the way, that's the one there. That's another area where Vegas just cleans up, because obviously that's not going to happen. But, you know, there'll be thousands of guys out there. Let's just throw $10 on it for the heck of it. It's like, okay, that's cool.
You know what I love about that?
So let's say thousands of guys do that at $10 each. That's
what I love about that, though, is what if they blew a 35-3 lead?
Sorry.
Yeah. that wouldn't pay, right? Does it have to specifically be a 28-3 lead?
It's like in the first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. Like, oh, if you go the full round, you get paid. Well, he knocked out the Macho Man.
Right.
And didn't get paid.
Yeah. But it's like, wait a second, though. 35-3, that's way worse than blowing a 28-3. No.
We said 28-3. Wait, what?
Yeah. I guess you'd be out. You'd be out $10.
Those dastardly casinos.
Yeah, and all their rules. Vegas Dave is banned from Vegas casinos for 3 years.
My God. I was at some casino somewhere on some road trip, and it was one of those like, I split these aces. Hey, I'll double. Oh, you can't double down on split aces. Well, why? Well, you just can't here. Well, you can in Vegas. Well, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
My favorite is when they wait until after you've doubled and everything to reveal to you that they have an ace under their face card, and they actually have 21 and you lose.
Mm.
That's always fun, too. Sorry about that.
Or when you've got three or four splits and doubles out there and against a six, flip a five. Four. They got six.
Yeah.
21.
Now they still have 21 anyway.
You just pulled the jacket into the suffering.
Yeah. They could have, but that's not how they like to do it. But, you know, it makes it more dramatic.
One of my worst beats of all time. It's not just a bad beat. I don't know, whatever. We were at a tournament out in Vegas. I'm sitting there playing blackjack, and I had 17. Dealer had a six. Flipped a six. Pulled another six. We just kind of make eye contact, and I go, I think it's time to go. And he's like, yes.
Yeah, it is time for you to go.
Have you ever seen The Omen?
Yeah. That's, in fact, I won't even deal you another hand. I'm going to do you a favor.
6-6.
All right, so the Niners a year ago, they were 4-12. Sure. Now they're in the Super Bowl.
And the Chiefs were in the AFC Championship game. Now they're in the Super Bowl. And it's a toss-up game. That's what makes the NFL the best pro sports league.
And speaking of D Ford, he's on the Niners.
Exactly.
So there's another... There's another plot line, I guess.
I think the thing with the NFL is, even though baseball's had, I guess, a greater variety of champions, there's still some teams you feel have no chance. In the NFL, and maybe it's because of the way the draft's set up, maybe it's because of the schedule, however you're going to throw it out there, I think for any franchise, you don't feel you're too far away from at least having hope.
Right. There a handful of them are hopeless.
They're just terribly run organizations.
Yes. Right.
Like Cincinnati. They're
Cincinnati.
But here's the thing. They've got the top pick. And if Joe Burrow's great, you know, I guess they have a dude. I don't even know who their coach is. I have no
idea. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be able to tell you his name, but he was the quarterback's coach of the Rams.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this will be his second year. It was his first year this past season.
So at least you get some hope. But you think about all those years. I mean, baseball has gotten better with what they've done with the salary cap. You know, when you had the Pirates and Royals are going 15, 20 years without having a winning record.
Yeah, but some of them are just poorly run franchises.
They are. Or like in the NBA, when you got, was it 2 years ago, you had a third of the league was trying to tank. Like, well, that ain't good.
No. And that's why they went and changed at least the draft to where you have the worst record in the league. That doesn't, you know, you have the same odds as two other teams to get the first pick. So, at least it takes away the, you might still be tanking, but you don't have to.
It's not guaranteed.
Right. You don't want to be like just, there's no incentive to be horrendous.
So the great Jack Bowerly just tweets into it. You can tweet us, by the way, at 960 The Ref, at Jeff Dantzler TV. What's your Twitter handle there?
At 960 The Ref.
There you go. Jack said, well put on Andy Reid. Said, every true Philadelphia fan wants him to win this. Jack says, I love the guy. I think the fact that the Eagles have won the Super Bowl since he left.
Yeah.
The Eagles not
wonder
won
that if
Super
that would
Bowl,
be true.
It would not be.
Yeah. If they weren't sitting on a ring from a couple years ago, would they really be wanting to see Andy Reid win one in some other place?
I'm reminded of a great
line. The answer to that is no.
No, they would not. Of a great line from the immortal, the incomparable, the legendary, the great Dan Jenkins, and his great fictitious Dead Solid Perfect. Oh, his great novel, Dead Solid Perfect. His fictitious golfer, Kenny Lee Puckett, is battling for the U.S. Open. And lo and behold, Jack Nicklaus makes the charge. Well, this book was written in 73, and and Jenkins, being Kenny Lee Puckett, oh, yeah, boy, how magnanimous and gracious Jack is. He said, of course, it's a lot easier to do that when you got a couple of six-packs of majors in each pocket.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, when you've won big all the time.
Yeah, it helps to see somebody, you know, it's easier to see somebody else win, even though you'd still rather be the one wearing it. But yeah, I suspect that Philadelphia fans would not be so.
No.
Yeah. But now, yeah, sure, because
they won it. And they've been in the playoffs this year.
Right, and they know they've got a good one that's replaced Andy Reid.
Sure, and Philadelphia might be in the Super Bowl next year. But, yeah, had they not made it or they lost that game to the Patriots, oh, my God, if Reid wins it, oh.
Yeah.
No, not good.
Because let me tell you, when Coach Rick left here, I did not want to see him go win a national championship at Miami.
No. Now, let's say we win the national title in 2020, and, you know, Coach Rick were to get a job somewhere else. It's like, oh, I'd like to see them make the playoffs. Sure.
Make the playoffs. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, make the playoffs.
But no, because that was part of it, too. That was lurking. As incredible as 2017 was, the most enjoyable season for me since 82. And then, I mean, I think you could even make the case it was more enjoyable up until the last play of the year. But Miami was sitting there at 10-0.
With two great wins over Virginia Tech,
like,
and Notre Dame.
Oh, my God. You know?
Yeah.
And not for any, you know, the Georgia fans. I mean, we knew we made the right move. But, you know, for the national, oh, the Georgia, it's like, okay. And then the day before the Tech game, Pitt beat Miami. And it's like, there it is.
11 a.m.
There it is.
Yeah, it was 11 a.m. the day after Thanksgiving.
That's what. And then we went and throttled Tech.
Yeah.
And
that was just like set up on a tee.
Yeah, it was.
So
almost as good as La Tech's win over Miami.
All right, but the best case for a hideous team this season to reach the Super Bowl next year.
I think he hit at the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, they were in the playoffs last season.
Yes.
So, but they went 5-11 this year.
The Giants have some good pieces, but and who knows? Maybe Joe Judge will be a great coach. I don't see it. Not Carolina or Atlanta. Detroit.
You know, I forgot. Yeah, they hired that guy. He's the one that said that they were going to.
Oh, the Pratt. It was like Lance.
They're gonna basically, the team is going to be like New Yorkers, like blue collar, tough. And they're gonna practice with pads, and they're gonna go, your team's not gonna make it through a full season then.
Right. Good. Yeah. You know, I like Arizona. I like Kyler Murray. I don't see Cliff Kingsbury making.
That's a hard sell, but Murray's gonna be good.
Oh, he already is.
Yeah. So they got a good one back there. And so between them and San Diego, it's hard to know because the Chargers, we don't know what their quarterback. It doesn't sound like it's going to be Rivers because he moved to Florida.
Here's the problem, too, that even, you know, no matter what happens with Brady, now that AFC, you know, even in Roethlisberger and Brady, obviously, in the autumn of their years, but now you got Mahomes, Jackson, and Watson. So it's kind of like the 2.0 version of Brady, Roethlisberger, and Manning.
What if Brady went to L.A. to play in that new stadium?
Well, that'd be something.
Would he put the Chargers over the top?
No. I mean, like, why would he do any better there than Phillip Rivers?
Yeah.
I get it. Brady's been better, but Rivers has been terrific.
It'd be a tougher division than the one he's in now.
For sure. So a hideous team from last year. But going to Rivers, I think Tampa Bay would be a good
call.
They
were 7-9.
Because now, you're right. So now, well, San Francisco went to the Super Bowl in 2012. So now we've had in the last 12 years 10 different teams from the NFC go.
Are they the most recent repeat? No, because the Seahawks have.
They went back to back. Yeah. But outside of that, yeah, they would be.
Yeah. In the NFC.
Yes,
obviously.
In the NFC, yeah.
Because you've had New England.
But yeah, for really bad teams, this is crazy. I like some pieces that the Giants have.
Yeah, that is crazy.
They ain't picking them to go to the Super Bowl.
Jeff, one of those pieces is no longer Eli Manning. Jeff,
very true.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
No, but yes. He will be in the Hall of Fame.
He's
going to
be in the Hall of Fame, yeah.
He won 2 Super Bowls for the New York Giants over the New England Patriots.
Yes.
He will be in the Hall of Fame.
And he was the MVP of both of those games, even if he probably – the MVP really was their defense.
And his last name is Manning. He will be in the Hall of Fame.
Right. I wonder this. I guess it doesn't set up because there's a couple years, but there's what if voters didn't put Peyton in at first just so they could put Peyton and Eli in together?
Now that'd be a story.
Yeah, Peyton Manning not
a Hall of Famer.
Not voted to the Hall of Fame today.
We're gonna hold out.
He'd have to wait 2 years, right? Because Manning's been retired for 2 years, and
I think so.
Because they've got to wait 5.
Yes, it's a 5-year wait.
That'd be something. Maybe Peyton will request that.
Probably not.
You don't think?
Yeah, brothers are.
Yeah.
Who's your answer there? I mean,
for the hideous team?
Because here's the thing with San
Francisco.
You know,
I'm rolling with the Cardinals.
Okay.
Yeah.
The thing with San Francisco is, like you said, Garoppolo got hurt, so it was skewed. It was kind of like the 7-5 out when we had Houston put them in last year because Watson had gotten hurt the year before.
What about the Jaguars making a bounce back?
They could. Because Tennessee's got to decide what they're doing at quarterback. Is Mariota a guy who could wind up somewhere else and maybe be good?
He could end up somewhere else, but I just don't think it's.
I don't either.
I just don't think it's going to click for him.
Maybe he'll just be better, a new fit somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the guy got benched
for Ryan Tannehill.
Finally, Jeff, we'll wrap up the 5-5. We've got a doubleheader this weekend at Stegman Coliseum. The men will host Ole Miss tomorrow at 5:30, and the Lady Dogs, fresh off a win last night at Arkansas. Georgia kind of owns them, don't they?
Arkansas 17-3 all time in Fayetteville, 35-6 lead the series.
And is Joni 6-1 against them?
Yep, they beat us in the SEC tournament last year.
So
my second favorite coach, my man Mike Neighbors.
Right, but they host top ranked South Carolina Sunday at 3:00. So We'll start with the men tomorrow against against Ole Miss. Is this one of those don't just need it, gotta have it moments?
To make the NCAA tournament, 100%. I mean, unless are we gonna go in and win 4 or 5 in the SEC tournament? That's been done, and the odds of that happening again?
Hey, we did it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Aren't very good. So this is one down. Georgia's supposed to win. I think Georgia's got to have it. Plus, everybody's still up, even though we're 1-4 in the league. It's like, okay, yeah, it was Kentucky. We played good. We played Kentucky close twice, or we beat Tennessee at home. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's still some enthusiasm there. You lose tomorrow, then all of a sudden it's like you say, it's like, well.
Well, and Ole Miss is, they're winless in the league, 0-5. They've only played 2 of the games at home. They lost by 4 to Arkansas and lost by 4 to LSU. But on the road, 10-point loss to A&M, 16-point loss at Florida, and 73-48 at Tennessee on Tuesday night.
That'd be a 25-point setback on the banks of the mighty Tennessee.
Yeah, so. And Georgia's last home game, they were really good because they blew out Tennessee.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Had them whipped at the half.
Got to have it.
What about the ladies on Sunday?
Don't just need it, got to have it. South Carolina is a load.
That was a bit. Georgia was a 15-point dog last night. That was a nice cover and win.
You know, we were losing that game 43-36 and went on a 19-2 run. Went up 55-45. We went on a 14-0 run and a 19-2 run. We scored the last 8 of the third quarter and the first 6 of the fourth quarter. Then they got a basket. Then we scored the next 5 points.
That was a good win.
A great win.
Yeah. Pull even in conference play now, but yeah. So South Carolina's ranked 1. Who won the Connecticut-Tennessee game last
Connecticut
night?
Connecticut won by, I think, 17.
All right. Because they brought that rivalry back.
They did.
All right. The 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution.